This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
A lot of back and forth to start the week here. You had beans drop off about 7-8 cents to start last night, then turned right back around, made new highs up about 8 cents at one point, and finished the overnight basically unchanged, up 0.75 cents in the January contract, 1331.5. Corn doing its best to carve out some new lows right after December options went off the board on Friday, sitting at 4.61 and a quarter in the overnight for that December contract. The March still a couple of cents from its most recent lows at 4.80 and a half. So we're waiting to see what happens, obviously, with the OPEC meeting later on this week. And then you've also got all eyes on South America and their weather situation. If you look at that 6 to 10 day forecast, there is abundant rain in Brazil, and that is exactly what they need to see.
And Greg, after a long weekend and just partial trading on Friday, is there a chance? I know you said there's not necessarily a lot of news that's going to be traded off of, but doesn't it seem like sometimes after a weekend like this, we do see some price movement either way?
Yeah, you do. And a lot of it is you know, kind of jockeying around, trying to move December positions before first notice. That'll be on Thursday. We'll get the first notice day for the December option or the December grain contract. So as we look at the corn and the wheat, that's what we'll be paying attention to. But the biggest thing at this point is really what South America does. You've got a USDA report in a couple of weeks here. Usually that's kind of a nothing report in December. The USDA pretty much mails that one in, and we wait for the January report.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn down 3 even at 4.60 and a quarter. January soybeans down 1 3/4 at 13.29 even. On the Merck, December live cattle up 87 cents at 171.12. January feeder cattle up 27 cents at 219.60. December lean hogs up 57 cents at 68.15. December pork cutout up 30 cents at 80 even. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.